Dear Melbourne, a little family history for you. In 1937, my father had been a prisoner in Vilna's Lukaszka's jail in Poland for 6 months, urine poured into his communist nostrils as a form of torture. One night, my tiny grandfather shared a bottle of vodka with the guard and smuggled his son out of there. Determined to keep him safe, he sent him as far away from Europe as possible, bound for Ekveld, the ends of the earth, Australia. On July the 4th, 1938, just before the storms of war ravaged his beloved village back in Poland, my father, aged 22, stepped off the SS Moreton Bay onto Melbourne Station Pier. At first, he worked as a tailor for his uncle Yunkle, living in a ramshackle rooming house in Rathdown Street, Carlton. Later, he was employed by Winnick and Weiss on Little Bourke Street. After a year, he rented a shabby flat on the corner of Bourke and Russell Streets, together with some other Refo friends, Sam Kreiser, Harry Steinitz, and Sam Helfgott, the father of David. And together they made up samples of women's coats for a little extra pocket money. In 1945, my father worked in Flinders Lane, the heart of Melbourne's schmutter or garment district. He was a good tailor, sewing everything by hand. From the window, he looked out onto the narrow, crowded street below, where men loaded mannequins onto trucks. While Europe was ablaze, swallowing up his youth, his loved ones, and his hope, he basted coat sleeves and pad-stitched lapels. It would take several years for him to find the remnants of his family, who'd been hiding in makeshift dugouts in the depths of a Polish forest through the war. He eventually saved up enough money to bring them all to Melbourne in 1956. As a child, I loved spending my holidays at my father's small factory upstairs at 126 Flinders Lane. My job was to cut swatches of coloured material with crimping shears and stick them onto display cards. The Recht Brothers haberdashery business was next door, a magical cave of shiny baubles and gold trimmings. At lunchtime, we ate toasted sandwiches and hot chips at the cafe across the road. Many of my father's friends were clothing manufacturers whose showrooms were in the Nicholas Building, and some afternoons he would take me to visit them. I sat beside him watching models parading the latest overseas fashions. At the end of the holidays, I was rewarded for all my hard work with a present from the toy wholesaler downstairs. By the time I turned 15, I grew bored with the world of schmutters. I had no idea how to even sew a button onto a shirt and had absolutely no intention of learning. I flatly refused to wear the clothes my father made for me, instead shopping at the brand new sports girl store on Swanson Street. I was a modern girl, Melbourne born and bred. I didn't want the frayed remnants of my father's old world threaded into mine. What I didn't know then was that he was stitching together far more than suits and frocks. He held together the fabric of our lives with his love. Thanks, Melbourne. Leah.